St. Mary the Protectress Ukrainian Orthodox Parish invites you to join them for church services Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. Stock up on homemade pierogies and pies and enjoy their monthly pierogi suppers. St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Parish, 594 Carl's Way in Parksville.
Hi, I'm Vincent Reese from Edmonton's Cobblestone Freeway Cultural Tours with exciting news. Our 2015 tours are up and ready to go. Join us for a unique cultural tour. We have trips to Eastern Europe, including Western Ukraine, Hungary, and Croatia. Plus, we're going to Costa Rica, Brazil, and Argentina. So visit our website for photos and details. Cobblestone Freeway, we're in Edmonton and ready to go. So book today. Visit cobblestonefreeway.ca.
You're listening to CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo.
Stay tuned now for the next 2 hours for Nasholas Ukrainian Roots Radio with me, Pavlina, here on CHLY 101.7 FM.
Люблю ті наші гори, де по лісах гуляли гінь. Шумить потік там край Дібровий, уник прожив там 20 літ. А в ту пору, як лютий ворог по селах розбрив. Згуляємо собі по лісах, я гуляв довбу ще колись. Гей, живу, гей, живу, гу, гей, жига, гей, жига. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу, гу, гей же га, гей же гада. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Наші гори тверді нею в лютий час, а віковічні темні бори від ворогів хоронять нас. А як здобудемо, Україну, то гори все шумітимуть. Тут бились наші партизани, що влили пімсту в нашу грудь. Гей же гу, гей же гу, гу, гей же га, гей же га, га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу, гу, гей же га, гей же га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто зна.
Поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу, гу, гей же га, гей же га, га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гей же гу, гу, гей же га, гей же га, га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада. Гей же гу, гу, гей же га, гей же га, га. Жимо ще поки час, бо хто з нас відгадада.
And a group from Ukraine called Flauza from a compilation CD of patriotic heroic songs. That was a group called Flauza
and Oy Yak Lublu Tsihore, which means, oh, how I love these mountains. And while that is a song that refers to wartime in Ukraine and partisans loving the Carpathian Mountains, I thought that title was apropos to start this program since I'm back home, and I do love these mountains in these parts. So, again, that was Flauza with Oy Yak Lublu Tsihore. Добрий день, шановні радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння, яка подається вам сьогодні, так як і кожні дні середи з 11 до 13 години на хвилі CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, наступних двох годин, перепрошую. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі і також, як звичайно, чудових українських пісень. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from the live studio of CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. I'm your host, Pavlina, and I am back here live in the studio. And thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a great program lined up for you. I've got some recollections of my trip to Ukraine, and Toronto over the past 3 weeks. We will also have our usual Ukrainian food flair and a recipe for a quintessential Ukrainian dish that's very popular about this time of year. And we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage for you, and we'll have a little story about Tacuma. And this is an institution that I had the good fortune to visit on this past trip to Ukraine. So stay tuned for that as well. We've got a news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, so bringing you up to date again on the latest events in Ukraine. And we've also got a feature from Ukraine Today. They interviewed an American sniper who is in helping the volunteer force in Ukraine. So I thought I'd share that with you since I watched the movie American Sniper when I left here, and I was very moved by that story. So all of that coming up for you, as usual, our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and as I mentioned, great Ukrainian music. And I've got a song for you now that's brand new to me anyways. It is by an artist called Erko, and this is a compilation of tangos mostly, and I received this from my radio colleague in Kyiv, Roman Shved, who hosts a program on the National Radio Company of Ukraine Monday evenings, which is Monday morning here. And I had the good fortune also to do a guest appearance on his show, so that was a lot of fun. And we'll be telling you a lot more about all of that and the many other things, adventures I had in Ukraine. Meanwhile, here is that song by Erko, and it is called Serdce, the title track from their CD, and Serdce means heart.
Ясних зірок цілого світу, мені замало, люба, щоб тобі сплести вінок із самоцвітів і в дар віддать за любощі твої, за ніжність слів твоїх коханих, за усміх твій, що так мене манить, за серце щире, полум'яне і за любов, що в серденьку горить. Серце тобою лиш радіє, серце тобою лиш живе. Щастя у снах своїх хвеліє, тобі навіки належить серденько моє. серце, тобою лиш радіє. Серце тобою лиш живе. Щастя у знак своїх клеліє, тобі навіки належить серденько моє. Тобою лиш радіє. Серце тобою лиш живе. Щастя у знак своїх клеліє, тобі навіки належить серденько моє. Серце тобою лиш радіє. Серце тобою лиш живе. Щастя у знак своїх клеліє, тобі навіки належить серденько моє.
Ukrainian food flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Beets are the quintessential Ukrainian vegetable. If you buy beets with their tops or in separate bundles, you can use them in several ways. They are a great source of vitamin A and C, as well as calcium. A dish of beet leaf rolls or holubtsi is the seasonal delight of many epicures. Beet leaves take well to a filling of cornmeal, rice, buckwheat, and their many variations, as well as yeast-raised dough. Mom used to simply fry chop beet leaves in butter, garlic, and a touch of salt. A great side dish. Now, here's an old-time recipe that survived generations of cooking progress without losing its popularity. These are unique. They are rolls and are a real treat, so get your pans ready. All you have to do is wash the required amount of fresh beet leaves and shake off any excess water. Remember, the leaves should be dark green and fresh. If the leaves are mature, you can scald them with boiling water for easier handling. When the leaves are small and very tender, you may need two or three of them for each roll. Use your own or purchase bread dough for the filling. The dough should be well risen. Grease a pot or roaster and line the bottom and sides of the pot with some leaves. Cut off a small portion of dough, about the size of a walnut, place it on the leaf and roll loosely. Arrange the rolls in a layer in the pot. Sprinkle each layer with some melted butter or oil and salt. Fill only half the pot. Top with a layer of leaves, cover, and let rise in a warm place until double in bulk. This will take about 1.5 hours. Cover tightly and bake at 350 degrees for about 1 hour. Serve hot or warm with mushroom sauce, plain sour cream and green onion sauce, fresh dill cream, or any favorite dressing. These really don't take much